Mason Jennings is on his way to becoming the songwriter and singer he has wanted to be for a long time now. He grew up in Pittsburgh. Since 1993, he's found a musical home in Minneapolis, playing in the clubs, making one CD in 1998, another in the fall of 2000, and that meant getting to hear audiences around the country sing along with his songs. Mason Jennings is 26, thin, dark hair. In our studio, he sits on a stool and smiles, embracing the guitar that his father bought for him when Mason was getting serious about the music.
It's a Martin. It's all beat up now and starting to wear it in myself, which is nice.
Which Martin model is it?
It's a D2.
How would you describe that in terms of the entire panoply of the Martin guitars?
It's the giant one. It's the it's the loudest guitar they make, too.
Play just an arpeggio. Does it take big hands to play it?
Probably, I think so, yeah. I have, you know, crazy big hands. And my dad's like, I'm going to get you the guitar you want. And then I went shopping for 2 months, and I must have tried, you know, 6,000 guitars, and this is the one.
Right. What sort of ambitions did your family have for you in terms of music, or did they want you to be, I don't know, a philosopher or a cook or what?
Well, I think my father is really happy with musicians in general because his dad was a musician and he's a singer too. And I think they wanted me to just do whatever I wanted to do in my life.
What sort of music were they interested in and do they play and sing?
Oh, my mom loves rock and roll and country music. And my dad really likes like Civil War music and classical music. And he really likes a cappella music a lot. So he's a tremendous singer and he's also very much a minimalist with his music, and he's always teaching me about the power of space in music. It's always like, did you hear where that breath ended? You know, did you hear where the guitar stopped at that point? You know,
what does he mean by the space in music?
Yeah, in today's age, you go into a studio and people always tell you to put all these instruments into your record and things, and I like to write with economy and try to set up an architecture in the song where I don't need to add anything, and then you can just hear the room and you can hear. It sort of allows you to have a moment in the song to think about the song somehow.
Can you do a bit of a song that you think your father may have really liked and appreciated or would even have written and performed had he been in that situation?
Okay, sure. This is a song called Train Leaving Gray.
Hoping that I see you on the street. It's your kind of day, and nothing has the color of your eyes. And train leaving gray, and I'll never love no one the way I loved you, and I never thought that love could come true. And driving around the city in your car, and down low in the sea, and coming home and getting into bed, smiling in your sleep, and I'll never love no one the way I loved you. You've never loved no one, have you?
Train leaving gray. That's three great words to be in the song title.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, that's really, it's quite an image for each word.
Thank you.
How does it come? Did you think of that, train leaving gray?
I think with this song, it was a very sad day for me, just, you know, with a relationship and things. And I was at my house, And I just remember sitting there, and I felt so sad. And I just started playing that figure on the guitar, you know. And I think that the Train Leaving Gray, just when words like that come, they come from such a just intuitive. It's like I don't ever put them together, or I don't piecemeal them together. It's very just, it all comes out at once.
What do you do now when you go play someplace and people are in the audience who know the songs very intimately, and they have a certain resonance with them? Do you find that the song means something different to you eventually when you can get a chance to play it for people? I mean, does that ever happen?
There's been occasional times where somebody says, you know, the sentiment in that song feels a little weird to me, and I'd be like, oh, okay. You know, like I wrote this song about I was listening to Johnny Cash a lot, like a song called Delia, and Delia's gone.
Delia's gone, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. I was just like, well,
one more time, Delia's gone.
Yeah, and it's a pretty brutal song, and I thought, well, you know, I'm writing songs, I need to try everything and experiment, so I'm going to write a song where the person in the song would be pushed to violence, you know, because there's barely any violence in any of my songs. And so I wrote a song about a man who was married, and his wife wouldn't let him, there's a divorce or something, and his wife wouldn't let him see their daughter, and then he kind of threatens her. And I play that one live, and some people don't like it, and some people love it. And it's, you know, that's something where the sentiment, I wasn't thinking about the ramifications of that when I wrote it. Then you play it live, and you have people sing these words back to you, and it's, you have to think about it a little bit more.
Can you play a verse and chorus of that?
Sure.
Isabella, Isabella, I know where you keep your gun. Don't think that I've forgotten all that you've done. And Isabella, Isabella, they won't ever find you 6 feet under till the rain and thunder finish all that I have left of you. Isabella, you don't have to love me like you did. Maybe things are falling for the better. And Isabella, maybe you're just glad to be rid of me. I hope I'm on your mind. Isabella's on my mind. I can hardly help but think of all the damage we have left behind us. Isabella.
That'll probably surprise a few people in the audience.
Yeah, but it's very, it's the other side.
The other side, right. I want to ask you about something you I've seen in print, and you're quoting another print interview with Paul Westberg.
Okay.
Minneapolis musician, member of the Replacements.
Mm-hmm.
Classic, what do you call it, Replacements?
Early punk, maybe. Or...
Okay. He said, I can turn on the radio, and within a couple of seconds, I can tell if the singer means it.
Yeah.
Now, what did that mean to you? How old were you when you heard that? And how?
I remember I was 15, and I thought, Paul's going to like my music. That's the first thing I thought of. If I can get somewhere and get on the mountain high enough and get a bullhorn or something, Paul will like the music.
Ever run into him?
He was on a bike. He rode by me on a bike. And he was wearing a baseball jersey and shorts, and it was I've known him from as a punker, you know. And he went by in a baseball jersey, and I kind of went, "Wow!" So we didn't talk.
You wrote a lyric line, "God bless the babies that sleep in you."
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall that coming to your mind?
Yeah, I do. It woke me up. I had just fallen in love with my girlfriend, and it was just it was just an amazing time for me, and the music had just started taking off. And I remember just kind of waking up, like there was a missing part of that song, and I just kind of woke up and I'm like, oh, and I went to the other room and started playing the guitar and just wrote it. And at first I was like, is this going to come across strange? And I'm like, you know, I just feel it, you know, I mean it. And so what if it comes across weird, I guess.
Hmm. Yeah. That is a Ballad for My One True Love?
Yeah.
Hotel room underneath the silver moon, and with the windows open wide, I can hear the stars go by, and all the while I'm dreaming of the ballad for my one true love, searching for the perfect way to say I love you, sweetheart. This is my dream come true. And God bless the babies that sleep in you. God bless the babies that sleep in you.
That song was written for one particular person in one particular situation.
Yeah.
Did it last?
Oh, it lasted. It'll last forever.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for coming to talk to
Thank
us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Mason Jennings of Minneapolis, Minnesota. His latest recording is titled Birds Flying Away.
Honey, I'm sure that you've been in love before. And plenty of men have held high places in your eyes. But jealousy has got no use for me. The past is beautiful, like the darkness between the fireflies. Beautiful, like the darkness between the fireflies.